Welcome to Public Intellectual Radio. This is Tika Lowe, your host. I'm so pleased to have Chi Wan, who is a poet, writer, and editor at Cultural Weekly and the founder of Writ Large Press, and Femi, who is a poet and writer in Nigeria. Together, they have brought the Yellow House Library to a small town in Nigeria.
So is the Yellow House, yeah. Is it a digital space or a physical space?
We actually have digital and we have a physical space.
Okay.
Yeah, we are located in the South Niger Delta region of Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
It is still called Bayelsa.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this is our particular space. We actually choose the location because this particular space, the students, most kids, most people here, we don't follow education. So we actually come by here to instill. To talk to people and to let them know much more about education and to reduce the illiteracy by that's why we choose this particular location and by space and we have a major data actually. So we also have a physical we also have a website where people can actually get to us, people from other places across the area. So that is it.
Okay. You guys had an event there, right? You had like a children event there?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, the event has been since 3 to 4 weeks ago, where we went to the streets to talk about, to ask kids that are not in school, all school children, to talk about their experience, what they are facing, to talk about it through clay molding, where they mold different type of structures, to talk about their experience, what they are passing through. And some also write poems for us. So that's the what we did last year.
No, it looked really fun and entertaining from across where we are, where I am. I don't know where Chi Wan is right now. Where are you?
I'm in Pittsburgh right now.
You're in Pittsburgh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're both kind of on the East Coast right now. We're both from Los Angeles and now we're on the East Coast. So that's kind of interesting. We both kind of ended up on the same part. We got to hook up one day. So how did you two come to start working together? Like Chi Wan, like how did you guys decide to start the Yellow House?
I think what happened is we'd already been working together in the sense that Femi was curating a lot of poets there, mm-hmm. that I was publishing on Cultural Weekly. And one day Femi said he was looking for help like selling like his dad's old book collection.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, we all know how little you get for used books when you try to sell that. So my thing was, hey, how much would you need for that book collection? How much were you trying to raise with that book collection? And we talked for a bit and I said, why don't I buy the books from you?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just give it right back to you so you could start like a little library.
That's
with that, with that. Yeah, so that's how it started. And then after that, that's all I did. And then Femi just like took that and ran with it and just like made it what it is now, which is, so he's like out there like getting more books from people either as donations or buying it from them or, you know, things like that. That's how it started.
So, like what kind of books are you guys, I mean, you guys are still collecting books because I know I'm supposed to send Chi Wan some books, but I'm gonna do that. The post office is hard. Post office is a hard thing to do, like get into the post office now, especially during the pandemic. What kind of books are you guys looking for?
Actually, I'm looking for all genres of books, but any books. But at the moment, because I'm in the library, I thought it was your studio. So I said library. So at the moment, we have They have different collections from poetry to historical to spiritual. We're collecting all books that can actually add value to people around there.
Do you want do you want books in English? I mean, do you want books in other languages?
For now, I think in English it would be very good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if we are going to the next few years, few months. So if we see books in different languages, it's very, 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 very useful for us.
Okay. What are most of your patrons? Are they younger people? Are they older people? Kids?
Yes. But right now, there are a lot of people that are working in too, because most people, they don't know how to use the web here to log into the web and rent. So they prefer renting from the WhatsApp. So the people we've seen are just young people from the average age here is from, let's say, 20 to 27, 28 people that are renting from us.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Are you guys thinking about expanding to, I mean, I know it's small, like for me to be talking about, are you going to expand to other places and other countries? Like, are you going to have a sister store in Korea? Is that?
A couple of things. I personally don't think so, but at the same time, I pretty much told Femi, this is your project, make it what you want it to be. But I think the problem with expanding is that it just, you're moving away from what you started it for, which is your immediate community, you know?
No, I understand that. Like you want to be like build something there, and you know, I'm just wondering if you guys have any dreams or something like that.
I want to be able to fund it more than I'm able to right now, whether it's through other people donating or what. Just because I wanted it to be like a thing Femi could do, like as his job, right? And maybe even like be able to hire other people, even if it's not like a full-time job, right? Just to be able to pay people to do, whether it's like delivery or whatever it is, you know?
No, so this would be, I think like I love the whole idea, and you know, that's kind of like why I reached out to Femi. I was like, what are you doing? You're doing some kind of library. And I know the person you're doing it with. And no, actually he brought it up. He's like, you know what she wants? I'm like, yeah, I know what she wants. So I was like, oh, okay. So you must be cool. But I thought he was cool anyway. It was not just that. But are you guys planning on, you know, doing publishing, like, you know, being able to publish your own books? Or broadsheets or chat books or Femi, Chiwan, either one.
I think we are planning to do that. But personally, I think I'm the one that actually rushing things here. Because at the moment, picture books are trying to, it's part of what we are trying to publish under the Yellow House of Library for now. So in the long run, we're looking into publishing a lot of young poets here to the Yellow House Library.
No, I think that would be really great. And have you had any other support from, you know, the Nigerian literary community or you know, has the Nigerian community in Nigeria, the Nigerian American community in the United States, have they been involved in this process or?
No, actually, mm-hmm. No, not at the moment, not at all. They are just been keywords, funding, been there for us all the while. I've just been only. So, actually, I'm nobody getting people to read is one of the contacts. And then getting them to read these open and open the contacts. When I actually got there on December 24th, November 24th, I got to this particular state. And when I got there, it is very difficult getting people to actually focus on the part of the library or the plan. So we started teaching schools around here, started teaching streets to actually get people to be part of it. So getting the literary community to be here is one big thing. But you have to be a big player in the community, like the community, before you get noticed. So actually, the library is getting noticed in the past few days because there are a lot of people from Lagos and from Abuja that are actually renting from us. And some are big players in the Nigeria literary community. But we haven't gotten support from them.
No, that's I mean, no, I understand. I mean, I'm just hoping to amplify you guys and try to to help the Yellow House. Just because I know you guys don't want to go to Korea yet, but I think that would be really neat. I'm very into the whole idea of international working class kind of creative community. So we're not so dependent on using a kind of a cliche term, but the colonizer sort of situation where we always have to kind of wait for white people to do things for us, or the British or whatever. So I think it's a really good,
I mean, from my end, the reason there have been people wanting to help with books and stuff. But the reason I haven't really reached out to them is I was testing out sending books over there. So I sent a box of books in December.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, post office here is a mess right now. And I think post office over there is a mess too. Mm-hmm. And it took 2 months to get there. Right? So it's I got to figure out if that was an anomaly or if that's gonna be the norm. Before I have people send me books and stuff, I'm who? And I could give the address to people to send it directly, but it's I don't want them to feel like the books got lost in the shipping and stuff like that. So I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that. People have sent me books and offered books, but I'm let me test this out. See how it is to get it there.
Well, I was really kind of I was frustrated because even when I was trying to, donate, it kind of surprised me how, racist and I guess nationalist. I don't know what term I should use, but couldn't use PayPal. We couldn't use Cash App.
Right.
I'm like, what? Are you serious? Because the thing is that I've sent money to Nepal. I've sent money to little islands, middle, other parts of the world. And so I was Nigeria is a major, not that any country's minor, but Nigeria is a major country and I can't send money there. That's outrageous. Right. I'm sorry. I'm Finny knows I was mad. I was this is outrageous. I mean, you only can only do Western Union and then you have to give off. I mean, and the thing is that it makes it seem, that's another thing too. I mean, I think, for us, within the working class around the entire world, we help legitimize everybody. So everybody can start trusting everybody else. Because, it's so much harder to do things when you can't even send money. With that, how do we support, you can tell, I already know how, but how do we support you guys in the Yellow House?
I mean, right now, the best way is I set up a Patreon, finally, after all these years, mainly to be able to have a place where people who want to donate to this could just sign up for my Patreon, so they don't have to worry about how is the money going to get there, how does Western Union work, and all that stuff. And then I could just take that and handle all the sending of the money like once a month or so. So that's, I mean, right now, I think eventually when we figure out, I'm going to send another box of books soon, relatively soon, see if that goes any faster. And if it's faster, then I'll feel better about it and go, hey, guys, can you send me books? And then I'll send it out there. Or here's the address, you could send it yourself. Maybe, you know, I'm hoping it was like a Christmas thing and it got really super slow. Mm-hmm. So, but once I figure that out, and if it's like within a month that the books can get there, then I'll feel better like posting a call saying, hey, I'm looking for books to send out there. Hit me up, things like that. But right now I'm just holding that back because like we can't send books that takes 2 months to get there. You know what I mean?
No, I definitely understand that. I mean, that's the whole thing. I just like, you know, I have like books, and I know people have books. Yeah. And we got to think about like, you know, do we want to send like all kinds of books, like poetry, political, you know, the literary world is so important and so powerful. Yeah. And I'm so happy that I have, you know, I have my little brother Femi here, that I can get information now about Nigeria right from the source. So he is like helping me too. You know, helping us like see different parts of, you know, that are not, you know, especially, you know, when you're in the United States, you're very kind of US centric. So it's so good to like, you know, to meet you, Femi, like, you know, here. You know, even like, you know, on this podcast, and to learn about the Yellow House, and Chiwan, you know, Chiwan's always been a you know, solidarity, good brother in regards to supporting people and supporting the literary community against white supremacists, kind of, you know, that we're up against in the literary community and art community and just generally. So, what can, I mean, other than, you know, join the Patreon, which I will put on this podcast so people can know, anything else that you want to tell us, like, yes, having any events or anything like that, or reading, anything going on?
Actually, I don't have much people us here to get larger audience. Like in a year, actually, what we do in a year is we look at the American people or people from abroad. When they say, okay, this is fine, then the people back here, we actually put a lot of effort into getting to know us more. So maybe do a lot of posting about the Yellow House Library, and you too post it, and of course post it to the Yellow House Library. When the foreigners, because here we actually adore the foreigners much more than we adore ourselves. So if you guys can talk about it much more over there, I'm very sure the Yellow House will get to the right direction we want it to get to. That's all I want to say. You just need more publicity. That's it.
But thank you guys for, you know, coming to Public Intellectuals and telling us about the Yellow House. Please, I hope you're able to come back and let me know how it's going. Maybe like, you know, the middle of this year, maybe when the pandemic's over, we'll come visit you, Femi. Wow. We're all gonna go. We're gonna go visit you. You can come visit us, you know, whatever you want to do. Whatever, how we make that happen. You guys both for coming to be guests on the show. And you guys have a great afternoon or evening, wherever you are. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.